Oh, man. Well, this is awkward. Are we just gonna sit here in silence, or are you gonna ask me? Don't give me that look. I'm not stupid, you know. I know Todoroki left on purpose. All in the hopes of getting you to try to figure out what's going on with me. Come on. You don't have to try to play dumb. If you want to know, then just ask already. You want to know about the phone calls I've been taking, right? Well, I guess I can't hide the truth forever. You see, it's like this. My dad's been having a lot of health issues lately. And about a week ago, he had a mini heart attack. So my mom took him to the hospital. They decided to keep him overnight to monitor him, and his heartbeat was kind of out of control. He also had really high blood pressure and a bunch of other stuff, blah blah blah. You get the idea. So my dad's still in the hospital. He's been there for quite a while. I've been going in to check on him a lot, and my mom's been calling me and keeping me updated on what's going on with him. Just in case there's an emergency and I need to rush home. But a little while ago, I got a call from my mom, letting me know that my dad needed heart surgery. So I've just kind of been in a panic, I guess, trying to figure out what to do. I mean, it's not like I couldn't easily get there in seconds if I needed to. That's not really what the issue is. It's more the fact that I'm not sure how to cope with this. My dad's health has always been a little rocky, but I feel like this is just something else entirely. And I honestly don't know what I would do if I lost my dad for good. Whoa, hey, relax. Easy. I'm fine. You don't have to freak out and get all upset or whatever. And you sure as hell don't need to apologize. It's nothing I can't handle. Well, I know it's not like hero work, idiot. This is definitely more personal. And I didn't want the others to freak out, so I've just been keeping it to myself. I mean, if Deku found out, he'd make everyone leave here right away. And I don't want that. I want us and the other heroes here to enjoy this little vacation. It's rare that we ever get a break like this. And that we have so many other heroes to cover us while we're gone. So I figured, even though I'm stressed out, we might as well take advantage of the time we have here, you know? I can't be the one responsible for ruining it. How can you say that? Clearly, you don't understand Deku and Todoroki at all. Once they find out this news, they're gonna be rushing to get back home. And it'll just upset both of them. I don't want them to worry. I have faith that my dad's gonna pull through. Not only that, he's in a really good hospital. And I have to trust that the doctors and nurses are going to help him to the best of their capabilities. Because that's what they always do when I'm there. They're always so quick to jump into action and help us heroes when we're injured. They're wonderful. So I know they've got this under control. But I just... What are you doing? Hey. I didn't say I wanted a hug, moron. It's okay to not be okay. What the hell do you mean? All right, I get it. I'll hug you back. And you're right. I'm not okay. I haven't been this whole time. It's all I can do to hold back my tears. But I can't show weakness. Not around my friends. I can't let them see me like this. I just can't. Well, of course. I have no doubt that they'll be understanding. But, still. I'm the strong one for a reason. I always keep it together. I never get emotional and I never get attached. And I'm pretty good at making rash decisions. Especially in tough situations. I need to keep a clear head. And once we leave here, I have to go straight back to work anyway. There's not much I can do for my dad. Other than continue to do my best with my job. And continue to save those who are in desperate need of my help. You of all people should understand. Coming all the way here to be a pro hero, leaving all your family behind. I'm sure you worry about them every day. I know I do. Even if I don't show it. But enough about that. You can let go of me now. Honestly, I kind of zoned out there for a second. But I appreciate the hug. You're not letting go. Why the hell not? Come on. Don't be ridiculous. I'm not going to cry. So you can stop. And will you quit saying stuff like that? Just letting it out isn't gonna do me any good. Crying's not gonna benefit me or you. Or anyone else. So it's pretty much pointless. I shouldn't have to hold back my tears. All right, I get it, but you're not helping. And what if Deku and Todoroki come back? Better make it fast. Seriously? What's wrong with you? Yeah. I get what you're saying. All right. I'll try. But it's not like I can cry on command. Just keep talking about the stuff I'm worried about. Okay. Well, I'm worried that my dad's not gonna make it through the surgery. And if he dies, what am I supposed to do then? And my mom. I can't even begin to. I mean, she loves him so much. How's she gonna cope with losing him? And me. My dad may be kinda goofy, but he's always been there. Even when I've yelled at him. He's just an all-around sweet guy. I don't know if I can. I mean, I can't. Oh, God. And to think about what he must be going through. He's probably worrying about the same things I am. I'm so sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry I'm not there. What do you mean I should go? Hey, we already went over this. I have to stay. Just to check on him. Yeah, but... come on. Even if I use my cork and fly, that's gotta be at least 30 minutes away. Maybe even an hour. Hey, it's fine, really. Don't worry about it. My mom will call me when they have another update on what's going on. And if the situation gets worse, then I'll go. But for now, I want to continue to enjoy this with you guys. Despite everything that's going on at home, it's been a nice distraction. You know, having you here. Sorry, I didn't mean that in like a weird way. Or, you know, a romantic sense. I just meant that like, I've really been enjoying your company and, well, Well, don't stop on our account, Kotsky. Oh, shit. Kachan, is it true? Your dad's in the hospital? Wait, what? How did you... You were listening. Seriously, Todoroki? You guys eavesdropped. Well, yeah, of course we did. We wanted to know what was going on with you. And I figured you would talk to them over me, or Deku. Because I know you. And I know you didn't want us to worry. Yeah, but... I would have told you when I was ready. Would you have? Well, no, I mean, I guess not. Maybe when we got home I would have.
Kachan, I'm so sorry.
Deku, what the hell are you doing? Let go of me.
I had no idea what you were going through. And here I have been just acting so selfish. Going on and on about what a good time we were having here and how we should just stay forever. When I didn't even realize what was going on back home. Please forgive me.
Deku! Would you get off? Todoroki, help me!
Sorry, Kachan. This is all you.
Okay. I get it, nerd. You're sorry. Now let go.
Right. But Kachan, if you really want to go home, it's fine. I just talked to Mr. Aizawa. He said the road's been cleared for quite a while. He was just giving us some extra time to hang out here and relax. Because everything's covered back at the agency. He told me that if there was a real emergency that we'd head out. And that if we wanted to, he could even book us again for a night. So Kachan, we're not going anywhere. If you really want to go check on your dad, I promise we'll be here when you get back. Or better yet, all three of us could come with you. So you have our moral support. We can go check on him and come right back here.
Deku. But that's...
No, Kachan. I think that's what we should do. You're really stressed out and upset. And you're not going to be able to fully relax until you see your dad. Besides, he's going to have heart surgery soon. Maybe not today or tomorrow. but I want to make sure you're there for that as well.
And I will be, Deku. That's not what the issue was. I said I didn't want to ruin this for anyone.
And you're not. We're all friends here, and we're here for you. Besides, with all of us working together, we can get there in 15 minutes, no problem. Then once we've checked in on your dad and you've talked to your mom, and maybe the doctor, we can just head back here and relax for a little bit longer. It's not a big deal.
Well, I mean, with all the running back and forth, I just...
Kotsky, stop already. There's no need for you to be stubborn about this. Your family is our family too. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Your mom and dad are amazing, and they've helped us out a lot. We want to be there for them too. So let's go, Kachan. What are we waiting for? The hot springs will be here when we get back. In fact, it'll be here for years and years to come. And your dad might not be. So let's go. All of us.
Deku, I mean, you guys. All right, fine. Let's go. You're not wrong. There's no way in hell I can fully relax until I make sure my dad is okay for the time being. And getting to see him and talk to him will definitely help to ease my mind. Let's go get our stuff then.
All right, then it's been decided. Come on, everyone. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm ready whenever you guys are. I just need to go grab my bag and change into my hero suit.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the same. What about you? Sure. You're more than welcome to join us.
Todoroki! Did you forget there,
It's fine. It's not like it's anything we haven't seen before.
Yeah, but... All right. Sure, we can all go change together. No, it's fine. I'm not nervous or anything. Don't read too much into that.
Oh, what's this? Is Kotsky getting a crush?
Deku! Shut your mouth! I am not.
Stop messing around, you guys. Come on. It's time for us to get out of the springs.
Right. Onward.
Todoroki, hang on. Could you let Mr. Aizawa know what's going on? I don't want him to worry when we just kind of run off.
Yeah. I was already planning on telling him before we left, so no worries. You just go change.
Right. Come on, then.
Oh, and thank you. For, you know, what you did for me. It actually really helped. I feel a lot better. And I'm actually kind of excited to introduce you to my parents. It's been a while since they've met a new hero. Especially one that's not from around here. Don't be nervous. You're gonna do just fine. Besides, my dad's probably still really loopy from all the medications they've been giving him. So if he says anything weird, just ignore it. Alright. Then come on. Let's go. Together.
Come on, you two. We don't have all day.
Yeah, yeah. We're right behind you.
Ha.
Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content made just for you, and much, much more. My Discord link is also in the description down below, if you'd like to chat with me. I'd love to get to know you better. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. See you next time.